One week till Purim, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Mamash, you can't come to Purim unless you have Shabbos. That's the whole nes. The whole nes of Purim starts from Shabbos. B'yom HaShvi'i Ki Tov Lev HaMelech B'Yayin. So Mamash holding the Shabbos before Purim. Parshas Zachor. It's unbelievable. Chevra, remember the first Shabbos that Chevra was here, right? We were talking about Mamash, talking about Purim. The whole Lel Shabbos Tish. I don't remember what Parsha. Oh, it's actually Kisavo, right? With the end of it, the Kitzetze. It's all about Amalek at the end. Oh, it's 7 months of just Lamaisa since Purim ended last year preparing for Purim, you know? So it's a big schus to enter into Purim. But a person has to always, I personally have not been mechazik myself this week in Shnayim Mikra, but working on it, you know? But a person has to know that can't forget about the Parshios. The Parshios say a lot about what's going on, right? In the Zman now. So if you look, Parshios Titzaveh, it's not just Stam that this comes out for Purim. If you look in Perek Chaf Ches, the beginning it says Vata Krevei Lechas Aron Achicha Ves Banav Ito Mitoch Bnei Yisrael. So it's telling Moshe Rabbeinu to bring them closer. L'chanu Li Aron Adav Aviu Elazar V'Tamar Bnei Aron. Next word, next pasuk say Vasisa Big Day Kodesh LaAron Achicha L'Chavod Huli Sifares. So it says Vasisa Big Day Kodesh. Make him Big Day Kodesh. Maisa means holy garments, right? So if you look through a lot of the parasha, talking about all the different parts to the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, right? A lot to do with the chosh and the ephod, right? Look, the Kohen, two Kohanim here. They want Kohen, also Kohen, three Kohanim here, right? So you see, part of being a Kohen is that there's a big focus on the begadim, right? So what's going on here? But Bedavka it says Asisa Big Day Kodesh, that the begadim should be Big Day Kodesh. So I want to try to speak about a klaliistic inyan to mechazik ourselves in Rosh Hashem, in Ashkafa, of what it means to be Yid, and how to raise a malik. So first off, Big Day Kodesh happens to be Guachim Mashiach Ben David. So something's going on there, right? That they say that Mashiach, Shaykh is that, to the Big Adim. So what's going on there? So the Zman of Adar itself is that in the writings of the Kedushas Levi, the Haleber Ditchever, speaks about the transition from Shovim into Adar, right? So he speaks about there basically how all the nitzotos that you've built up, all of Shovim, now makes a garment for the Bor Yolam. So it's called, if you say, it's called, like, for example, by Eliyahu Navi, talks about nitzotos of sparks, that you raise up a lot of sparks, right? If you look by Eliyahu Navi, it says in Tanakh, it says that he wore a cloak, right? A cloak, like a cloak, was it a jacket? It's called Aderes Eliyahu, right? It's a cloak of Eliyahu. So what does Aderes sound like?
Adar.
The British verse says there that Adar is Lashon of Begadim. We see that, look at their world. If you look, most of what people are talking about, they focus on what am I dressing up on Purim, right? So is that a good thing or a bad thing? But you see, there's a focus. There's something going on about Begadim, right? You see, the whole focus of Purim, everyone's like, what am I dressing up? So you see it, there's a focus of Begadim, Parshios, Titzaveh. Right? What's going on here? Why is there such a focus on Begadim right now? So if you look in the world around us, one of the biggest taivas that there is clothing. It's not a shaila, right? You don't have to eat. It's in a base measures too, right? Everywhere you go. Personally for me, I remember when it was my first year in YU, and I remember it was like the transition from when it got hot to like cold. You know what I'm talking about? They have like that one like Shabbos where it gets like that, and then everyone starts, and I wasn't in like a college world in my life. And I remember it was like that first Monday, right? Because for some reason people don't show up to yeshiva on Sunday, right? In America. On that first Monday, I just remember being like shocked. Like everyone came in, and this is a yeshiva, like with their fancy like coats, you know, the fur coats, and their fancy shoes, and their fancy, and I remember I was just like, I said to my chavrusa, I was like, why am I in like a fashion show right now? But I'm not joking. Like every, like even like the guys who were in yeshiva, like, but everyone was like so fancy. Like these shoes that like women wear those shoes, not guys. Like actors wear those. I remember, but like that, and I thought like it was just like, but then I walked outside and like everyone was dressed like that. You know, that there's a taiva out there and you get sucked into it. And it's very crazy. It's mamish wild. But the world is falling to begotten. Every day of the week you could have, I don't know, there's a guy who lives in the five towns. I don't know who he is. But I know whenever I see him, he's always wearing a different pair of glasses that match his outfit. Right? I remember every Sunday we used to daven in shul, and it would be like, and it was known, like, wow, what's this guy wearing today? That's crazy. It's so sad. But it's a taiva. And people think like this is normal, like this, it's not normal. It's crazy. So if we look, a lot of times begadim get us in big trouble, potentially. By Pars Vayeshev with Yosef Atzadik. Pasuk says here. It says, Vatispaseu bivigdo lemor. Right, we know with the whole union of Eishes Potiphar and Yosef, it says Vatispaseu bivigdo. She grabbed him by his beged, lemor shichvei, right, like rest, lay with me. Vayazov bigdo biyada, and he left his beged in her hand. Vayanas veyitzeh chutz, and he ran outside. So there's two vorts here. One we said them both this year, but one's from the Halig Rishner. The Rishner says the following. He says, I don't have it in front of me. It's in my apartment. But basically, how is it possible that Eishes Potiphar could get to Yosef HaTzadik? I mean, he's Yosef HaTzadik. So how is it possible that she could somehow, whatever it was, to even get to the potential to, as the Gemara says, that Yosef wanted to do Malachim, and that one of the opinions is that he wanted to be with her. How is that even possible to Yosef HaTzadik? It's impossible, no? So the Nakuda is, so the Rishner says the following. You know how? Because Yosef HaTzadik, he was in Mitzrayim. And part about being in Mitzrayim is that he was a high person also. Is that he was dressing like a Mitzri. So the Rishner says, so how did she get to him? Vatispaseu bivigdo. You know how she grabbed him? Because of the begadim he was wearing. He was dressed as a Mitzri. And that's how she was able to have a yanika in Yosef HaTzadik. That's how she was able to potentially get to Yosef HaTzadik. Right? Why? Because of the begadim. Because of what he was wearing. He was dressed as a Mitzri. So that's the Rishner there. Then listen to what Rabbeinu says. He says, Vatispaseu bivigdo, lemor shichvay mi, right? Be with me. And it says, Vayazov bigdo biyada, that what? He left his beged in his hand, in her hands, Vayanas v'yitzeh chutzah. Right? So the Rabbeinu says like this. Rabbeinu says, Sichas Aran. He says, Vayazov bigdo biyada. He says, bigdo. He says, a lot of taivas in Gashmias of Olam Hazeh is represented by begadim. So what does it mean? Vayazov bigdo biyada. He left his Gashmias and his begadim and all the gashmis in her hands, and what happened to him? Vayanas vayetzeh chutza. He went out of who he was. Meaning what? He became a much higher person. He went out of he went to a new level. Why, Rabbeinu says? It's because he left his gashmis in her hands. He let go of his begadim. And that's how he was able to get to the next level. So it's interesting because someone told me over Shabbos that I'm like, I guess he was saying this like in a good way, like how awesome the Rebbe is. He said, like, there's a Rebbe in a certain yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael who, like, gave a shiur to the guys about how anything they do is sheker if they don't wear black and white. Right? That only if they wear black and white, that's only MS. And, like, he was saying this to me in a good way. And I thought about it. I'm like, that's ridiculous. That's pasha crazy to take a kid who's a modern Orthodox kid and tell them that you're a failure in life if you wear anything but black and white. So that's not what I'm trying to do here at Bechlal. Right? Person should wear what they're comfortable wearing. Right? And if you're not holding by black and white, then that doesn't have to be who you are. There are a lot of very holy people that don't wear black and white also. So a person has to know you have to grow step by step. That's just a klal. Don't jump to things like, that you're not holding by. Because I'm telling you, when you jump levels that you're not holding by, what happens is you go much lower than what you were before that. But the nekuda is what? It's to realize that how involved am I in the Olam HaGashmi? How much do I need to dress like the goyim? And it's a thing that all of us are osik in. How often are we going shopping? How often are we on our phones looking at what's the new begadim? Right, Baruch Hashem, I never had a taiva for this, so I don't know so much about it. But my wife used to tell me that she used to have like girls in her grade who every day after school would go to the mall. Like, every day. I mean, that's crazy. But that's normal in that world. Right, every day there's always new. There's I remember like just overhearing people talk. There's the spring outfits, and there's the summer outfits, and there's this and that. Right, and you would never think that a guy would be shy to that, but a guy is shy to that, and that's one of the first telling signs that a guy, unfortunately, is falling when he starts wearing like designer clothing. I mean, you hear guys here. The guy's wearing a sweater. Ooh, where'd you get that sweater? Oh, it's a banana sweater. Wow, amazing. You know what I mean, I don't know what that means, right? But it's a thing that people know, right? It used to be that see, like when I grew up, my dad said, if only you knew your chumash as well as you knew the players on the Mets, you know. So that's like pretty cool. That's good. Today it's like if only you knew your chumash as good as you knew the designer clothing, and everyone falls to that. Everyone, no matter who you are. So that's one of the things that a person has to realize, what? That this parsha is all about the Big Day Kahuna. But what is it? Big Day Kodesh. The Kedusha, it's supposed to be, you're supposed to represent the Borei Olam in it. That's what a person's supposed to be doing. Whatever way that represents, whether it's black and white, whether it's striped, whatever it is. But to know that what? Big Day Kodesh. I'm representing the Borei Olam. I'm dressing like a Jew. Right? How many people wear the big clothing and the yarmulke is that big? Our tzitzis are tucked inside because I'm afraid to look like a Jew. Person doesn't think about this. What do I represent? What do I look like? Right? And it's an important hashkafa to think about. So listen to what Biederman says over here in a Sefer on Purim. He says, here. Velozu bilvad. On page Ration and Base. Ella, Shabavada Shabavuda Seinu, Osek Viacho Begidla Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? It says about Hashem. Hashem Malach Geus Lavish. Hashem wears gaiva. Geus Lavish. Hashem wears kavod. Right? So Hashem wears clothing also. So what's the clothing of the Borei Olam? A lot of Sfarim say this. You know what the clothing of the Borei Olam, the Brit Yitzchak says, is left and right. Shavuot Seinu Osek Viacho Begid LaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what Hashem wears? Hashem wears our mitzvos. We make a begid for the Borei Olam. Even though we can't say things like that, that Hashem Kiviyachol wears begadim, ulam kach mivurish v'sarim kadoshim kedushas Levi. In Parshas Noach, b'shem amagad agadol mezur shtischus hagen leinu. The pasuk says Yisrael asher becha espire, right? Yisrael, that in them I take splendor. Sheyesh lefarish espire b'loshon tfira, right? Espire sounds like it's similar to the word tfira. What does tfira mean? Which means to sew, right? To enclose, right? You sew a begad. Kimoshkasa vayisparu ale ta'ina, right? That they were wearing, right? When Adam and Chavis, and they were wearing like leaves, right? Date leaves. Haynu shekadosh baruch hu kiviyachol mislabish bebegadim na'im hanasim aydei maseim atovim shel bnei Yisrael. You want to know what the begadim of Hashem are? It's begadim mitzvos. It's the maisim tovim of Klal Yisrael. The question is, why does Hashem only wear the begadim of Klal Yisrael? What about the mitzvos and all the things that the malachim do? No? Why? Because Hashem gets a greater tanug from our avoda than any of the malachim. Why? The malachim are perfect, no? You know why? Because we have a Yetzahara. V'afa pikin kov shemoso. But yet what? We're mizgaber over our Yetzahara. And therefore what? V'rak zech chavet l'fan. That's what's dear to Hashem. She'adam mizgaber al tavasav u'moser es nafsho v'ritzono b'avur ratzon Hashem esparach. What? That a person mizgaber over his own taivos of the Olam HaGashmi and gives that to the Borei Olam. That he focuses his taivos to Hashem, to mitzvos. So begadim represent, it's not just talking about stam begadim of clothing. It's a representation of the whole Olam HaGashmi. That's what it's rooted in. Right? Begadim, what does begadim represent? It's the chitzonius. So that's what the world is. It's olam hachitzoni. It's actually interesting because begadim, with a mem so fit, is 600. So how much is begadim? Big day is 19 plus mem. 619. Right? Hey, it's gematria Yeshua Baruch. Right? But begadim is gematria 619. Is gematria exactly Haman ben Hamadasa Ha'agagi, which is Haman's name in the Megillah. Again, begadim is gematria exactly Haman ben Hamadasa Agagi. Why? Because that's the whole approach of Malik. Olam HaGashmi. That's what they try to sell us. Olam HaGashmi. Chitzonius, chitzonius, chitzonius. And Hevra. You might think now, what are you talking about? I'm in yeshiva. It's not such a big deal. You know, the most fancy one around here is, I don't know, the Rosh Yeshiva. Right? Meaning that, like, this is who we see. Right? Our Rebbeim. So I don't have such an issue with that. But Hevra, all of us at some point are going to... You're going on Pesach? Kevalik. You're going back to America. You're going back to America. And it's going to hit you momish in the face. Like, whoa, this is nuts. And when you're in college, right? When people start dating, you have to look good for your wife. You have to shave for your wife, right? You have to shave to go on a date. You have to get a haircut. All this stuff. You can't have pace. You have to look presentable, right? And you think, like, what are you talking about? Who's going to say something like that? Yeah. You know what I mean? I've been through a lot of that. But that's a reality. And that's Amalek. They're going to attack you. It's Ashkafa of Chitzonius. That's what they all represent. The whole Indian of Amalek is Asher Karcha Baderech. Right? Karcha is Lashon of Kriras. You know what that means, Kriras? It means that you could be on fire in your Avodas Hashem and feel like it's Givaldi, I have Peis, I have Tzitzis out, I look like a Jew. And you know what Amalek comes and says to you? Shkayach, like you were also in high school 2 years ago. You'll get over this just as you're over high school. What are you dressing? What are you so excited about? There's nothing so exciting here. That's Amalek, Asher Charcha B'Derech. That you know what it is? They're not impressed by us. They don't care about what we're doing. They look at us and say, oh, Shkayach, you look really good. You're not so frum. You're not so religious. And they attack us, say, what do you care about this Ruchni stuff? Look at the world around you. Everyone needs, you have to have updated clothing. That's what Amalek attacks us with. So Rav Weinberger said a couple years ago, he said, that's the whole thing of Venahapachu. Is Venahapachu means that what? That we take away that koch of Amalek. We spoke about this a little bit the other night. Is that what? Just as Amalek, you know what they say to us? No, we're not so impressed by you. So you know what we say to Amalek and the chitzoniistic world? You know what? Also, we're not so impressed by you. There's nothing you have to sell for us. There's a maisa with the Moshe Feinstein, awesome maisa. And one time they were driving, his driver was driving him in New York City, right? And the driver said to him, the person sitting next to him, says, oh wow, Rebbe, look outside. Look, this is Times Square. And he says, so? He says, look, it's Times Square, all the big lights. So Moshe stuck his head out the window, looked up, and says, no, it's very nice. That what? The whole world's, oh, Times Square, the big ball drop. You know what Moshe Feinstein says? You know what a Jew says? No. Shkayach. Couldn't care less. Doesn't impress me at all. First of all, if your eyes are in Times Square, Moshe Feinstein. Right? If your eyes are in Times Square today, you mamash can't go to Times Square. It's probably an Isra Daraisa, potentially. Right? What? Times Square is crazy. Right? The amount of stuff that's over there today. A Jew's eyes can't be there. But the Nakud is the what? But what is it? A Jew's Indian of a Malik. What we take from Malik is we look to the Chitzonistic world and say, no. I'm not impressed by you either. There's an awesome maisa I heard from Rabbi Marcus when he taught him why he was now Rabbi in Landers. He said there was one time there's a little boy, a young boy who had cancer. So he was in the hospital and they like you know what's that called, that when they Make a Wish Foundation or whatever. And I guess they also have sometimes like different. I know like my friend unfortunately. He's nifta last year. He had cancer. Like the Yankees came in and like visited him. Right? I mean, I guess they have like different things, whatever. So this little boy who was in the hospital, unfortunately. So they had a thing that big soccer superstar David Beckham was coming to visit. Right? So everyone was so excited. So listen to this story. If this doesn't give you mussar, then there's something mad wrong with you. I remember when I heard this, I was like, oh my god. Right? So David Beckham comes to the room and says, let's say the kid's name was give me a name. A Hebrew name. Come on. David. Yeah? David, yeah? Oh my gosh. You know? Sorry. It's Chaya Moshe. Yeah? So he says to him, he says what? He says, oh David, look, it's David Beckham. And he says, who?
Yeah, I know that.
And he says, it's David Beckham. So the little kid looks at him and says, who are you? He says, oh, I'm David Beckham. He says, what do you do? He says, I play soccer. I'm a big soccer player. He's like, so? He's like, I don't know, I'm coming to visit you, I play soccer. He's like, are you a tzaddik? He said, listen to this. He says, a what? He's like, are you a tzaddik?
How old is he?
He's a little kid, right? He says, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, are you a Talmud Chacham? Are you a Talmud Chacham? He says, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, are you a tzaddik or a Talmud Chacham?
This was David Beckham heard from the little
kid. And David Beckham says that. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying. He's like, do you learn Torah? Are you a tzaddik? He says, I don't know what you're saying. He's like, so then I don't care. This is what a kid said to him. Right? So the Nakud is that a person has to think about that. That what's the Ashkafa, right? If you see a guy on the Yankees show up to Yeshiva right now, how many people in a second would run out to jump on them? Right? Give me an autograph. Right? You saw a player on the Giants right now. You saw this, that, or a celebrity. How many of us are so quick to run over to them? Wow, look! Look who I can take a selfie with, right? Take a picture with. Is that we're so impressed by the Olam HaGashmi. But the Nakuda of what Purim breaks to us is that you know what we start saying to Olam HaGashmi? No. I'm not impressed by you. I'm impressed of a Jew. I'm impressed by a little kid who's sitting in base medrash and trying to learn a little bit. That's what's more impressive than the whole Olam HaGashmi. One word of Torah. That's all it is. That's what Asher Karcha is. That we take that Asher Karcha and look at Amalek and like, cares what you're doing. I'm not interested in you. It's an awesome medrash. It says about Mordechai Tzadik. It says, after Haman got the signet ring and everyone had to bow down to Haman. Right? It says, Achar Dvar Me'ele Gidel HaMelech HaChashver says Haman Ben Hamdasa HaGagi. Right? He lifted him up. Lifted him up and he was above everyone else. Everyone had to bow down to Haman. But Mordechai, he didn't bow, he wouldn't kneel and he wouldn't bow. So what does that mean for us, Devra?
He said no, no.
So listen to this Medrash. It's Medrash Lekachtov. It says, Mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachve. Velo kasev u'mordechai lo kara. It doesn't say Mordechai didn't kara, lo yichra. What's the difference between kara and yichra? U'perusho shemikevan ra Mordechai satzelem rakoma bigdo v'evin eskavan asolach shilabav v'rezar. He saw that Haman's whole nekuda was what? His whole focus was what? Just to make Klai Yisrael trip up in Avodah Zarah. Lo kivel alav lios karei mishtachve li shikutzo lo olam. That what? Mordechai lo yichrev lo yishtachve is zesham belashon asid. Right? So yud, lo yichre. Shevadai lo yichrev lo yishtachve olam. I'm never going to bow down to Haman ever. So what does that mean for us? The whole nekuda of Purim we say is what? Chuasam ha'isa. La Netzach. Netzach is eternal. It's always. For example, the Gemara says that what? That the Nekuda of Purim, that at the end when Mashiach comes, all Yom Tovim are going to be batel, except for Purim. Purim's the only one that's going to be at the time of Mashiach. Last level. Which means that what? Lo yichrev lo yishtachve. I wasn't just talking about during that time. It's talking about now also. That what Mordechai is doing is pulling us for now. That what? Lo yichrev lo yishtachve la Haman. That what? We don't have to bow down to Haman. Which means that you don't have to bow down to the Omagashmi. You could be sgaber upon that, on top of that world. All the things that you think are impossible, that what? If I ask my parents about Shana Bet, they would shoot me. If you really want to come back Shana Bet, you'll come back Shana Bet. If you really want it, you'll have it. Lo yichrev lo yishtachve, you don't bow down, you don't give in to that. If you know something is a davar shepekedusha, unless it's mamish min hashemayim, that Hashem wants you to grow by not coming back, okay, different situations. But if you really want something, you really want to grow, right, I remember there was a person telling me at the beginning of the year, he was going out with a girl and he wasn't showing me to give with her. And he said to me, he's like, but how can I not give her a hug if she's emotional? If you really want to be Shomer Halacha, you could do it. And believe me, she'll be makabel that in a second. If she's really into you and you're really into her and there's really something there, she'll buy in. But it's the nikud is what? If you want it. That's what it's about. Lo yichrev la yishtachve. Don't give in to that olam hagashmi. That lasts for us now too. Like we've said almost every night this week and the whole year, who's Amalek today? Yitzhara. No? Like the Zohar Kaddish says, the Yitzhara. So what it means for us is that what today, I don't bow down to the Yitzhara. Like whatever the Yitzhara comes and sells to me, I don't just say, oh, wow, amazing, I'll take that. No, I could say no. The person has to know what to say, what? Lo. I won't. I'm not going to give in. That's a whole nekuda of Mordechai HaTzadik. And we think it was so easy for him. The whole world was bowing down to Haman. Everyone. The only Yid who stepped up. That's why Moshe, and that's why Mordechai is called Ish Yehudi. Right? It says Antikrei Ish Yehudi Ela Ish Yechidi. Right? That he was the only, he was the Yachid. Who's the Yachid said that what? That I'm not giving in. Hanzi, what's Gematria? Ish Yehudi. Ish is 311 and Yehudi is how much?
10, 15, 21, 25.
Good. 35. So what do you get? Ish Yehudi? No.
35 and 311 is
346. Ish Yehudi, you match 346, you match exactly Ratzon. So what, if you have a Ratzon to be a Yid, it's Moshe with the Kolel. If you have what? If you have a Ratzon to be a Yid, and you have a Ratzon to not bow down to Yitzhara, and you have a Ratzon to be a Gishmak Yid, you'll get it. But if you don't have a Ratzon, you won't. But that's what it's about. Lo yichrev lo yishtachve. I don't bow down, I don't just give in. I don't have to dress like the rest of the world does. I don't have to fit into the rest of the world. I'm a Jew. We look different. If you look at the whole world, what's the whole haircut of the whole world today? It's dafka. They cut off everything on the sides and leave the middle. Right? I'm not saying a person has to have payas, but it is. But to realize that what we're supposed to be different. That's normal and that's a good thing. We're supposed to be different. We're called an Orla Goyim. We're supposed to shine onto the Goyim. But we're different than them. And a person has to know that. That you're different. You're not like them. Even when you look at it, there's a concept in Allah called Yayin Nesa. Right? Yayin. The whole Indian of Purim is Yayin. Right? What Yayin Nesach represents, what's the Isser of drinking wine that a goy touched? Again, not to get into the whole lach now. What the Indian is that there's Alpi Kabbalah, what the Zohar says, but it doesn't say those out. So the reason they give is, you know why you shouldn't have wine? Because what? You might come to mingle with the goyim. Right? You might come to mingle with the goyim and do certain things with the goyim. So what's the point of wine? It's to stay away from the Goyim. When you make Havdalah, what do you make Havdalah on? On what? On Yayin. When you make Kiddush, what do you make Kiddush on? Because you know what Kiddusha is? It's being Mavdil. Mavdil being Kodesh Lechol, being Or Lechoshech, being Yisrael Amin. What do we say at Havdalah? By Yehudim, Haisa, Or of Yisimcha, Vesaz and Yikar. Where's that puzzle from? The Megillah. Because the whole Nekuda of Purim is what? Mavdil being Kodesh Lechol. Being Mavdil from the Goyim. To know what? That I'm a Yid. And I'm proud to be a Yid. That's the Nekuda of it. Be proud to be a Yid. The Medrash Panim Acherim that says when Mordechai wasn't bowing down to Haman, everyone said to him, "Nu, what are you crazy? He's gonna kill you. How are you not bowing down to Haman?" So Alp Halacha, Mordechai didn't have to bow down. Why? Because Haman was his eved. Haman was the slave of Mordechai. But B, you know what they said? He said, "You're gonna get killed, and you're gonna kill all of us. How are you not bowing down?" Mordechai answered them very, very, very simply. The Medrash Panim Acherim says, "You know I'm not bowing down to Haman. Ki ani Yehudi, because I'm a Jew. I don't bow down to Avodah Zarah. I don't bow down to Goyim. That's the Nekud of Yid. What? I don't have to bow down to them. Bowing down to them means today doesn't mean just bowing down like that. It means what? Doing everything they do. Dressing like a Goy. Acting like a Goy. Hanging out where the Goyim hang out. Having a haircut like a Goy. Right? It's being careful to be mavdil myself from them. That's why I've taken Gematria of Lo Yichre. So Lo Yichre is Gematria Purim. Because Purim in the Megillah is spelled with a Vav and also spelled without a Vav. So Purim without a Vav is Gematria Lo Yichre. That Purim gives us that koach to stand up to them. To not be a Goy. To be Yid. To realize how Gishmak it is to be Yid. Finish off by saying something over from the Imre Pinchas. Right? Who's the Imre Pinchas? Right, good. Pinchas Kortzer. So like this. We say every day when we come into Shabbos. We say, Oave Hashem Sinu Ra. Oave Hashem Sinu Ra. So what are the Rosh Tevas of Oy Vei Hashem Sinu Ra? Aleph, Yud, Shin, and Resh. Right? Mix them up. What do you get? Ish what? Oy Vei Hashem Sinu Ra. So you have Hashem and Ra. Ashrei. So he says Ashrei. What? That praiseworthy is a person. What does it mean? Oy Vei Hashem. But what else is it? Sinu Ra. Hates bad. Which means that what? That a person realizes not just about Ahav Hashem and loving Hashem. It's also part of that is what Sinu Ra. Is that I hate what's wrong in the world. What's wrong in the world? So he says something very, very intense. He says that the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Tachas Asina Sinesim. That the Tachas of hatred is hatred. So what does that mean? He says, this is what Imri Pinchas says. This is so intense. He says, the Avir in Galus, right? You could even say in Eretz Yisrael today. Right, if you say you're living in Gula here, you're fooling yourself because you're not. So you look around, right? The defense minister of Eretz Yisrael, of Israel, is not Shomer Shabbos and he protests against Shabbos. Right? The prime minister is not Shomer Shabbos, I don't think. Right? And these are the people who are in charge. Right? I'm saying he drives on Shabbos, he takes pictures on Shabbos and meetings and stuff. I don't think he's Shomer Shabbos. Right? But these are the people who run this country. So if you think that that Israel is in a state of Gula, it's not. And it's not just talking about the Chilonim. You go to Mei Yisharim, right? You have the Haredi soldiers walking around who's trying to serve his country. And one, he's a Jewish person going to buy Sfarim, going to eat with his family. And you have other people who don't hold of his Hashkafas, so they throw diapers at him. So a person could think, oh yeah, it's all the Chilonim. It's not just them. It's everyone. This country's mamish in turmoil. Right? It's crazy. The person knows that he says the Avir of Gullus says there's only one way to stay strong in Gullus. You know how? He says the most, it's very intense. He says you have to hate the Goyim to the tachas of hatred. You have to mamish hate the Goyim with everything you have. So that's intense, no? It's very intense. So he says, what do you mean by that though? He says, it doesn't mean you have to hate the Goyim. It doesn't mean you have to hate every Goy. It means you have to hate the hashkafa of the Goyim. Right? Again, you could have good Goyim, but the hashkafa of the Goyim is what? Eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow you die. That's the hashkafa of the Goyim. The hashkafa of the Goyim is Times Square. The hashkafa of the Goyim is Madison Square Garden. Right? The hashkafa of the Goyim is what? Is every single place that you know of. It's Crack Square. It's Tel Aviv. That's the hashkafa of the Goyim. It says a Jew wants to stay strong, you have to hate it to the tachlis. Sometimes it's about being intense a little bit. People tell you, you know, you have to be relaxing. Again, it's not good to be over intense, but you have to know sometimes, I have to be an intense Jew. In order to enter in, right? No one enters into Kedusha unless you're intense. Right? How is a person a good hockey player? How's a person a good basketball player? It's an intensity there, right? Imagine if you have a championship game, and before the game, you're not getting fired up, right? And you go over to the guy, like, dude, let's get fired up. Nah, it's like, not too fired up, you know? Like, kidding me? You're playing championship game. You have to be fired up. So to Nevodas Hashem. You have to be fired up for it. That's why, what's a malik? Asher karcha baderech, to slow you down, to make you cold. The opposite of no is the eish, to fire yourself up. So that's why, oh, ve Hashem sinura rashtevas ashrei. So Reb Nosson Breslover says the following. He says, ashrei yoshvei v'secha. Right, ashrei yoshvei v'secha, yeah? It says, praiseworthy is a person who's in the base medrash, in base knesses. You know what else ashrei represents? Ashrei represents, it's the lashon of ashiras. Right, ashrei yoshvei v'secha says, the greatest ashiras in the world is what? Those who sit in the base medrash. Oave Hashem sinra. That's ashrei. The what? That I love the Borei Olam, but what? I hate a malik. I hate the hashkafas of the Gaim. And that's how you stay strong as a Jew. It's living on both playing fields. So what, I play offense and I play defense. Right? We know we have to focus on both of them all the time. We have to know that they both work together. That in order to be a Jew, I have to be distance myself a little bit from there. And that's what it comes from the Begadim. That's the Begadim represents big day Kodesh. Right? That what? That my big day, that my chitzonius is Kodesh. That the way I represent the world outside. Right? You could have won so many drachim with this year, that the big day Kodesh. Tell you one remez, yeah? About being Mekadesh, the Gashmi Salsa. Right, so that's another shir for another time. But I'll tell you one quick remez, yeah? So the concept of Kadesh Atzmecha Mutterlach. Right? It's like Mekadesh yourself and what's Mutter to you, okay? Right, in the Olam HaGashmi, Big Day Kodesh, right? The Big Adam should be Kodesh, yeah? So the Tzvi Atzalik says like this. What's the Rosh Tevos of Kadesh Atzmecha Mutterlach? Shova, what do you get? Kadesh is what? Kuf Atzmecha Mutter Lach. What does it spell? Amalek. You know what it means to be kaddish yourself in the Olam HaGashmias? That means that's Mevatel Amalek. You know what Amalek does to you? No, be osek in the Gashmias. But the opposite is what? No, we're kaddish yourself in the Gashmias. I think he says also in the Sefer is that kaddish atzmecha mutter lach is gematria exactly timcha es zecher Amalek. Well, when I'm kaddish myself, big day kodesh, that I dress like a Jew, that I act like a Jew, that I am a Jew. So that's racism, Malik. Because all Malik wants to use is, Kriyas, be cold, be a cold Jew. However, our thing is, no, you have to be fire. Lo yechrev la yishtachta. I'm not bowing down to them. Hey, I want to hear you scream on Purim. I'm not bowing down. I'm not giving back in. The what? That this isn't a one-year thing. This is the rest of my life. That what I'm going to grow as a Yid. I'm going to keep firing myself up more and more and more. Keep entering more into Pneumius. Subsiyat HaShemayim, which is also in Kabbalah, the days of Purim, B'Kedusha B'Tara. Wait, mamish all year, Borei Olam. It's only what the Borei Olam gives you. You just be zocha to mamish. You can't even say it. It's like impossible to say, Borei Olam, please. Like, personally for me, Borei Olam, I need to have Purim. I mamish, I need to have Gishmak Purim, right? I can't do without it. Like, how are you supposed to live as a Jew without Purim? No, how are you supposed to live without it? We need a good Purim, Borei Olam. Zocha to mamish, erase Amalek. This Shabbos, we have to erase them. Big Shabbos, Chevra. If anyone sleeps on Shabbos, I'm going to destroy you. I'm kidding. Right? Right? But the good is that what Parsha Zachar? Parsha Zachar isn't just something you read and that's it. It's something we're living with. Your mom is erasing a Malik. To wipe them out. Timcha Zecher Malik. Ever think about that on Shabbos. Timcha Zecher Malik. I remember last year, so geschmack. Right? If it happens here the Shabbos, you'll tell me. Remember last year when we had laning, right? When I ran the mini last year at the Rubenstein. So it was a gevaldik. So Parsha Zachar was very, very special last year. Right? It was mamish awesome. And remember, at the laning, we laned Parsha Zachor. Right after we finished it, Baruch, I think we gave the leader Rubenstein. Obviously, we forced him into it. Right? Right after he finished the bracha, we had like a 10-minute tanz. V'nahapochu. It was givadik. It's so geschmack. How sweet it is to actually do avodah. To realize what? I'm involved in this. It's not just something that I say. I'm involved. I'm mamish erasing them. We have to mechazik our hashkafa to realize that what is a reality. Avodas Hashem is a real reality. Lo yichrev lo yishtachve is still around for us today, but not to give in to them. So b'schus Purim, we should be zochet to be mekabel as kochos of Mordechai Tzadik and believe in ourselves. Believe in ourselves that we're shayich. Believe in ourselves that we're kodesh and be zochet for that day of
Purim.
Yom Shkul. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one, huh? Yom Shkul Purim. Yom Shkul Shabbos. Mikhal Chalim. Kavod Shabbos. And
Purim.